Please show him first. Excited to welcome the program my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series, owner of Hollow Man Publishing and American-made VA. Paul, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest.
I'm always excited to talk to Bill Nelson. He is an awesome author, and I'm actually lucky to know him. So welcome, Bill.
Wow, thanks, Paul. I really appreciate it, and thanks, Neil. I really value all of the support that I get from the team, and the team has really made a huge contribution and effort towards the success of the book. And speaking of the success of the book, we continue to get new buyers, new readers every week. We get new testimonials every week, and we want to keep those coming. And then very soon we're going to announce the launch of the website for the book, which is bloodandfirebook.com. And so keep your eyes and ears out open for the details and the link to the URL, and all those things are going to be coming onto all of the pages very soon.
What's exciting is then people could go to the website, see all the reviews, don't have to go to Amazon. You go to Amazon after that, but you can see them. They're really highlighted. And the feedback you're getting from people about the book, it just kind of says, we're on the next part of the journey now. You know, people enjoy the book. You're writing the second book, and you're looking at how this can be made into a series. Everything that you wanted when you started is happening, and you're getting great feedback. So you just got to keep moving forward, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think that it's really good to have the reviews as a way of kind of validating that the style approach that I took to writing the book is something that resonates with people. And then I can, you know, kind of build on that going forward.
Okay. I mean, that's key, because the being able to do that and hear what people's feedback, what have been the most surprises from not just reviews, but other people talking about when they've seen you at events or different things about your book? What were you surprised by some of the feedback that's been positive, but in the way maybe you didn't expect for your audience to think about the book?
You know, I think one of the big surprises really is that, you know, certainly we have a male audience for the book, and that's great. And I love that. But I've been kind of surprised to get the feedback and the response from female readers. And it seems like maybe I've even gotten more feedback and response, very positive, from female readers, such that there is, you know, definitely a female audience. Which I think is good. I mean, I wrote the book with the intention of having something in there for everyone. But I'm just really gratified that the book has found such a strong female following.
So, yeah. And so you were thinking female following. Is it because, you know what, you really are a musician. So musician, like women love musicians. So that can go figure if you're as an author and your fans.
I don't think it has anything really to do with that. If it did, I'd have a lot more females chasing me around at my gigs, which I do not. But I think it really just has to do with the fact that I was able to kind of capture some very emotional situations and create kind of an emotional dynamic in the book, which I think really resonates a lot with female readers.
Yes, because that's important. You have to make it so that there's emotion, so people keep turning the pages. As an author, when you've started writing this, do you think about each page turn? Because it seems like you're a reader as well. And when you're turning,
I do. I think a lot about how people are going to receive the story, you know, and how it's going to flow for the reader. It's important to try to find the right amount of action and the right amount of dialogue and the right amount of introspection. And I wanted the book to be different from a lot of other kind of action drama, adventure type books that I've read, because I don't feel like a lot of those books that I've read really have sufficient internal dialogue. And so I wanted to definitely try to create that.
And you've created it. That's the fun part. You've created it and all that. What do you think when you go and see how far these characters can go? Do you already jot down ideas for book four, book five, or how far you're going to go with this?
Yeah, I kind of have a general outline of, you know, where I want the series to go. And I've given that some thought. And, I think that there are four characters in the books that probably warrant having a book written from their point of view, their perspective, telling their own stories. That's part of it. I also think about, what are the topical things going on in the world today that we want to weave into the storyline so that, there's an element of narration that is unique to the times that we're living in.
Wow. Okay. And the best place people can go right now is the Amazon to purchase your book, but soon bloodandfire.com, right?
Yeah. Bloodandfire.com, Amazon. And then, ostensibly, I think we're looking at